CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. Chinese President Hu Jintao has left Beijing to pay a state visit to Austria and attend the 6th Group of 20 summit, which is scheduled to be held in the southern French city of Cannes from November 3rd to 4th. During his stay in Austria, Hu Jintao will hold talks with his Austrian counterpart, Heinz Fischer, and meet with Austrian Chancellor Werner Faymann and the Speaker of the Parliament, Barbara Prammer. The two sides will sign 7 intergovernmental framework agreements covering economics and trade, environmental protection, water conservancy, education, and culture. Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao has called his Thai counterpart in Lakshinawat to express sympathy with the flood victims of the Southeast Asian nation and provide fresh aid. In the phone conversation, Wen Jiabao said Beijing has decided to provide more assistance to Thailand after previous aid. The premier said China is closely following the developments in flood-hit Thailand. He urged the two nations to join hands to face the common challenges, safeguarding and promoting common interests. China's top political adviser, Jia Qinglin, has arrived in Munich for a 5-day visit to Germany. Jia Qinglin said upon his arrival that his visit is aimed at a sustained, healthy, and stable development in the China-German strategic partnership. Germany is the last stop of Jia Qinglin's 3-nation European tour, which has already taken him to Greece and the Netherlands. The death toll in a coal mine gas explosion in central China's Hunan province has risen to 29 as the last trapped worker was found dead this morning. A total of 35 miners were working on the ground as the mishap happened yesterday evening in the Xia Liu Chong coal mine in the city of Hengyang. Of them, 6 have been rescued and sent to hospital for treatment, according to the rescue headquarters. Head of the State Administration of Work Safety and Governor of Hunan Province have reached the site to direct the rescue operation and investigate the blast. A 6.5 magnitude earthquake jolted sea area of northeast Taiwan today, according to Taiwan's Meteorological Department. Residents in Taipei did not feel the quake, and there is no immediate report of casualties. The quake was measured as 5.7 magnitude on the Richter scale by the China Earthquake Network Center. China says it will adhere to its family planning policy so as to maintain a low reproduction rate. The country's family planning chief says overpopulation will still remain one of the major challenges to social and economic development. He says maintaining and improving the existing family planning policy and keeping a low reproduction rate, along with addressing the issues of gender imbalance and an aging population, will be the major tasks in the future. His words came just one day before October 31st, the day on which the United Nations expects the world's population to reach 7 billion. This is CRI News. China's Work Safety Authority has called for intensified efforts to prevent road traffic accidents after a car crash killed 12 people in northwest China last Sunday. The Work Safety Commission of the State Council, or China's cabinet, asked local authorities to learn from the accident, raise residents' road safety awareness, take action against vehicles ferrying passengers illegally, and step up road safety inspections, especially in accident-prone areas. It says drivers will be severely punished for offenses such as drunk driving, speeding, and driving while tired. The 2011 China International Forum on Climate Change opened in Beijing today to discuss ways to balance economic and environmental priorities, develop green industry, and construct low-carbon cities. Delegates are expected to suggest new ways to curb greenhouse gas emissions and develop carbon trading markets in the hope of providing insights for next month's climate talks in Durban, South Africa. China says it will make proper fine-tuning on its macro policy, keeping it more targeted, flexible, and forward-looking, and continue measures to control consumer prices. China's State Council, or Cabinet, says the government should maintain control of the intensity, pace, and focus of economic regulation and grasp the changes in economic development trend. It says strong measures should be continued to keep consumer prices stable, and price subsidies should go to the needy timely with a moderate increase. Starting from the fall semester 2011, China will fund tuition for college students who suspend their studies to serve compulsory military service in a bid to encourage them to serve in the army. China will fund each college student tuition of up to 6,000 yuan, or around $948 for each academic year. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.